You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, the 16th, yes, the 16th edition of the Netball World Cup starts tomorrow, opening with our Silver Ferns taking on one-time World Cup holders Trinidad and Tobago at 7 p.m. New Zealand time. The Ferns will want to make a statement in their first match, which will likely be a very physical encounter against a team that employs that tough Caribbean style of play. The Ferns have been together now for 6 weeks, and you would expect any team that Dame Nolene Tairua has for that length of time will be well prepared for what's ahead. If all goes to plan, the Ferns will face either Australia, who have a limited build-up because of their late competition, or Jamaica, who have some of the best players out of that Aussie competition. Defending the trophy is not going to be easy in Cape Town. Now, we're here to break down the task ahead of the Silver Ferns is netball analyst and former Waikato Bay of Plenty Magic defender, Alex Neesham. Good morning to you, Alex, and thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Smithy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Alex, you know, we've just been for the last hour talking about the importance of the Bledisloe Cup still to rugby players. Where does the World Cup, World Championship status sit for netballers? Is it the ultimate prize?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's just a pinnacle event. And obviously, we've shown that we do really well at this level, and we are defending champions, so there is a little bit of pressure there. But it's such a big event for all those netballers. They'll be so excited and rearing to go.
It's sort of clashing a wee bit, unfortunately, with the Football Women's World Cup, which is on our shores, obviously. I would imagine you've been watching a little bit of that action. So perhaps it's not the ideal time, do you think?
Oh, no. I think it's great for women's sport, having all this World Cup excitement going on, and I think the girls actually sent a video to the Football Ferns wishing them luck. I'm sure they will do the same as well, so I think it's great for women's sport.
Right, let's look at the Silver Ferns, can we, Alex, please, because they have been together, as we said, for around about 6 weeks since the conclusion of our competition. They've had warm-up games against Fiji and Malawi. They will be well prepared going into this first match, surely.
Yes, they will be, and we know Dame Nolene Tairua prepares her teams extremely well. She overworks them to make sure that they are at that physical peak that they need to be to compete at this level. So she will have done her research. They've had multiple camps over in Australia and obviously playing there, doing all that management of their time, how they would do that on game day as well, so she will have prepared them well for these first encounters.
Alex, if you look at the group we're in, Group D, we have Uganda, Trinidad, Tobago and Singapore. Now you would assume, I'm just saying on rankings here, that Trinidad, Tobago, with their experience at World Cups, would probably be the hardest opposition in this group. So tomorrow night becomes increasingly important, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, we should cruise through this, but Trinidad and Tobago are a really, really classy side, and they've got that different style of netball play. So good that we played Malawi, because again, quite similar styles, very aerial and dynamic players. So hopefully we're well prepared for that and can hit the ground running in that first game.
There was a lot of talk during our home season of the physicality in this particular competition. Will that be allowed at a World Cup?
Yes, it will, and it will probably be even more physical given the calibre of the tournament. The sides like England, South Africa, having at home, They will be rearing to go as well. And obviously, Jamaica are very, very physical, and obviously Australia as well. And us, you have to be at this level. So it will be physical, but it'll be super competitive and really great to watch.
So in terms of a starting lineup, we talk about the importance of this opening match in terms of the competition side of it. I just wonder, will she play, Dame Knowles, will she play her starting best starting seven, and who do you think that might be?
Oh, that's a great question. It's hard to know how she will play it. I think she probably will start off with a very strong seven to start with. There are a few injury worries. Obviously, Jane Watson had a bit of a leg injury that removed her from a lot of that end of ANZ's premiership season. So possibly a few question marks over her game management time. I think you've got to start Grace Wicke at goal shoot, Amelia Ann at goal attack. Wing attack will probably be Gina Crampton, I would think. Centre, Kate Heffernan. Wing D is a good question, actually, because Kartenberger is dominant at both goal D and wing D, so she can swing there as well. Goal D, possibly Phoenix Karaka and Kelly Jury at the back there. Or Jane Watson, again, they offer something different. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. But, again, she's got to manage her player time really well, given that this is a 8-day tournament. So she needs to make sure that, you know, it's short and sweet. So it'll be interesting to see how many changes she makes and who she starts with.
So, Alex, when we look at this game tomorrow night, aside from the fact that we think we're going to win it and probably by a relatively healthy margin, what should we be looking at? What are the good clues that you'll be looking at to see in terms of this performance?
I will be looking at the defence and how, just being a defender, obviously, but just seeing how they defend a very... like a lot of movements, a lot of tall players, and how they prepare well for that. It's also quite a young and new midcourt with Kate Heffernan in there. So I'll be looking to see how they feed Grace Wicke, given that they haven't had a lot of time with her. I mean, they have had the 6 weeks build up, obviously, but again, she's still really young and quite new to this international scene. So it'll be really interesting to see how they feed her. I think she'll be absolutely fine, but she does need that precise feed in there. So, no, it'll be really, really good to watch and see how they go first game up.
As you say, this is a real quick-fire tournament. My memory doesn't serve me that well, but is this typical of World Cups? Are they over in a flash like this?
Yes, they are. Netball is played really, really quickly. So they have, you know, those three first games are all back-to-back, which is tough on the body. So, yeah, no, it's really, really competitive and quick. I'm not entirely sure why, but most netball tournaments are played like that. So it's just, I mean, other than the ANZ, which is obviously drawn out. But, no, World Cup's usually quite quick and fast, which is good, but also pretty hard on the body, so it'll be interesting to see how they manage that.
Okay, let's look at two or three of the other squads if we can, Alex, because I think it's going to be a very, very even competition, and that includes, of course, our great rivals Australia, who have had a limited build-up on the basis that their domestic competition didn't finish all that long ago. Will that matter to them? What are you expecting out of Australia?
Oh, hey, Australia are a class side and they know how to win and perform under pressure. Some would say, obviously, they have had a shorter build-up. However, they've had a lot more competitive netball leading up to this, whereas, obviously, we've had a bit of a break. And, obviously, you can play games and camps and that sort of thing, but the Suncorp Super Netball comp was extremely competitive, and they've just come out of that, so they're all still game fit and ready to go. So, no, Australia will be the ones to beat. They come in ranked one, so, yeah, no, they are always a very, very tough team to knock off.
And Jamaica, how do you feel about them? To me, Jamaican sides just have that on-the-day kind of thing where they can beat anyone, which makes them lethal.
Absolutely. The Sunshine Girls, they've been in outstanding form. And we saw this in the Com games when they beat the Aussie Diamonds and us to knock us out. So they are extremely strong and a fast and athletic team. They're very aerial with tall shooters at the end there. They've also got, I think, one of the best defenders in the tournament in Shamira Sterling, who's come off an outstanding season in the Suncorp netball comp. So she will be a very tough opponent for anyone coming up against her, as well as Latanya Wilson, who's her goldie, who's also in great form.
Who's a better fit if we have to play, and we clearly will, I would imagine, have to play one of those two sides. Who's a better fit for us in the first of the playoff games?
Well, it's a good question. I think Jamaica, given that they knocked us out in the Com Games, we'll want a bit of revenge there. And we all know and love an Aussie-New Zealand final, which I hope and think it will be. But also we can't forget about England as well. They are also very strong of having some of those players also in the Suncorp netball comp who've performed outstandingly as well, and Helen Halsby and Eleanor Cardwell. So they will also be a force to be reckoned with.
Right, okay. Then outside of the big four as such, South Africa in the same group as Jamaica. Home advantage, of course, a lot of pressure on there. Is there a smokier? Is there a team you think could possibly sneak into that last four, win their group outside the big four?
Oh, yeah, I mean, South Africa, definitely a good shout. Having it at home there, they've got Norma Plummer as their coach, who obviously is a former Australian coach as well. She knows her stuff. They've also got a very good shooter in Linnie's Potgieter as well, and some very, very good defence as well. Again, a very strong side. So they could sneak in, but I think the top four will be Jamaica, England, New Zealand and Australia.
And from that, we win, do we?
I hope so, Smitty. I think we can definitely do it. And they're going there to win, those Silver Ferns. And I totally think they can do it.
Great positivity. I love it. Absolutely love it. And all eyes on over the next 8 days. For goodness sake, this is beginning and ending in the space of about a week of Women's Football World Cup. So I think that just gives Alex a real perspective of, blink and it's over. So you've got to be actually bring your A game every single time.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no room for any sort of issues. You've just got to keep going. And, like I said, that player management's going to be really important to make sure that your players are ready to take on come playoffs. So it's so exciting and so awesome for women's sport, like I said.
And just finally, Alex, sometimes World Cups are end of career times for a lot of players. You know, you put a date on the calendar and say, that's it for me, win, lose, draw. I've had a great time, but I want to move on to other things. In terms of the Silver Ferns, do you see this happening in terms of the playing personnel or the coaching personnel?
Oh, I'm not sure. No, I don't think many of those girls are ready just yet. I think there's a question mark over Gina Crampton. But obviously you want to finish with a gold medal. So a couple of those girls are a little bit older or more experienced and may want to move on. But it also, if you win as well, it gives you even more confidence to go back and do it again. So, no, I'm sure on that. Hopefully people keep going. I think it's exciting when obviously you've got young players coming through as well, and this is quite a young team, so hopefully we don't see too many more retirements.
Okay, Alex, well that's great. Hey, thanks so much for previewing it for us and giving a perspective on how you see it playing out. Absolutely fantastic. I love World Cups when I think we've got a real chance of winning, I'll be perfectly honest, and this is one that always is that is the case. Hey, thanks so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the next 8 days or so, and I imagine you'll be having some relatively late nights watching some netball, etc.
Yes, I definitely will. Thank you so much for having me, Smitty.